We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we're talking about Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels versus Drake May, I was just watching some clips during the break, and one of them was Daniel Jeremiah, who favors Drake May over Jaden Daniels. He's a former NFL scout, now with the NFL Network. He thinks Drake May has more upside. Mm-hmm. But I thought he brought up a good point, and this we do not know. It's like a lot of people say a defensive guy like Dan Quinn, who's the head coach, would favor a quarterback like Jaden Daniels because it's a running threat and defensive guys say that's harder to prepare for, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And Cliff Kingsbury has coached more quarterbacks a la Jaden Daniels versus just a pure drop back passer if you go through his history, whether it's Kyler Murray or others, right? So people are kind of like, put two and two together saying, well, Cliff Kingsbury would probably want Jaden Daniels. Dan Quinn would probably want Jaden Daniels. I mean, nobody knows, right? But what Jeremiah pointed out, I thought was a great point. He's like, Adam Peters should not be selecting the guy necessarily for your current offensive coordinator. He said, because offensive coordinators come and go. Mm-hmm. I was like, Cliff Kingsbury, get another job. Then a different coordinator comes in, a totally different system.
He could be out after
He's like, you
got to
draft the best player, who you believe is the best player.
The guy who you think will be a franchise cornerstone and will start for you for hopefully 10 years, if not more.
So I don't know. Do you draft the best player or do you best the best fit? Because I guess the conventional wisdom, and they could think otherwise, but the conventional wisdom is Jaden Daniels will be the better fit right now for Kingsbury, Quinn, and this team. And he's more ready right now. And first of all, you don't have to agree. People like Daniel Jeremiah or Joel Klatt, who Jason's brought up, believe that Drake May is the better player. Like that Drake May, Joel, I just watched Klatt was saying, the only player who comes even close to Drake May on throwing the football is Caleb Williams. He said that Caleb Williams and Drake May are in a certain class. Jaden Daniels, not even close. Mm-hmm. Not even close. Mm-hmm. Do you draft best talent or best fit?
Best talent.
Best talent.
Best talent.
Because you can make the talent fit, I think, in whatever system you have. I think you take the best talent.
So I'm sure, pretty sure if you take Mahomes out of Kansas City and put him in any sort of system, he's going to thrive. I don't think the system matters as much as the guy who's delivering, the trigger man, the guy who's delivering the ball.
I don't know. I think fit matters. I think a lot of talented guys go places, and if the fit's not right, they don't blossom.
All right, so
they need to have the right coaching, the right fit, right philosophy, right everything.
Okay. We can agree to disagree there. But let's,
so you disagree with that?
I would rather take the talent over the guy who fits better than the system.
These guys are all talented. I don't think anybody's not
But there's different levels of talent. Like, again, you have to – these guys can be wrong.
You're talking about the difference between arm talent. Right? And the quarterback position is now bigger than arm talent. I agree with you. I don't think Jaden Daniels' arm I didn't think Caleb Williams. Now, it was just a pro day. His arm didn't blow me away at his pro day. Drake May, I think, probably does have a better arm than those guys.
But it's not like Drake May can't run, so he can do other things.
He
can do other things. I mean, he's not as fast as Daniels, but he can run.
I'm not slighting him. Yeah. I'm giving him positive.
All right, but hold on. So back to the original question or debate. If you believe, as a Commander fan, 800-636-1067, if you believe Daniels doesn't want to be here, and who knows if that's true or not, do you still want him?
Yes. It shouldn't matter whether he wants to be here or not.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out to the fans.
Unless he comes in and is going to be a complete dog and not play for your team and sabotage his own career, which would seem insane to me. It's also insane that isn't the agent's job to get you drafted as highly as possible? Like, you shouldn't be angling to be picked third or fourth.
Unless
because you don't like a team. You should be angling to be picked
unless it's coming
one
from
overall,
the player.
Unless it's what?
Unless it's coming from the player. Unless the player's telling the agent, hey, help me get to Oakland, or help me get to, right? Or Oakland, Vegas, whatever.
Right.
But what has the agent done? He had a little emoji, which, what was the emoji
but why
even?
Are people, at some point you have to say, why is everyone kind of saying this same sort of theme, that there's something
who's everybody?
Seems to be a common theme over
not
the last
really,
few
I
weeks.
Really, I just saw an emoji. Where
no,
else, what else
been,
do you
it's
got?
Been, it's been way before that.
I haven't seen that much online, and I see a ton.
You don't hear any preference for Drake May. Hell, you don't even hear a preference. I mean, Caleb, everyone assumes he's going to go one. I assume he will, too. You don't hear a preference for Penix or JJ. The only that you're hearing that there may be a preference from is from
Jaden
Daniels' camp. You know
what I prefer? Speaking of preferences, I prefer not hearing so much from an agent leading up to the draft. Like, I don't even know who Drake May's agent is. I don't know who JJ McCarthy's agent is. Mm-hmm. But I know, is it Ron Butler? I think that's Jaden Daniels' agent's name. For some reason, I know his stupid agent's name.
So you think he's just interjecting himself?
Yeah,
but again, you bring up the point that it's self-sabotage. Like, the last thing an agent would want to do, unless it's being directed by the family, would be to sabotage him potentially going number two.
Well, if I'm the agent and Jaden Daniels comes to me and says, I don't really want to go to Washington, I'd say, you need to go where whatever team picks you the highest.
Well, maybe he's pissed at his agent because it makes it look like he doesn't want to be in Washington, but maybe he really does.
Right.
Well, I saw in the interview he did seem complimentary and moderately excited about playing with McLaurin and Dotson. He didn't say beyond that. He said, they got some guys.
Well, they got better guys than New England does right now, but right. You know, New England, I'm sure they're going to draft some guys. All right, let's take a couple calls. 800-636-1067. If you knew Daniels, we know what most of you already want in terms of which quarterback. We've taken those calls for
and that's Jaden.
Weeks.
People want that.
Most people
set.
Want Daniels, but if you knew he doesn't want to be here, do you still want him?
All right, let's go to Peter in Arlington. Pete. Hey, Pete. What's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's
hey,
up?
EB, you're right. What 24-year-old kid doesn't want to go to Vegas and play for a player's coach like Antonio Pierce? All he's doing is telling his agent, hey, this would be a great fit. And this is just the agent going around saying, hey, by the way, Raiders, if you want to move up to two and take Jaden Daniels, that's where he would love to be. So I actually don't really have a problem with it. Go back a couple of spots, get a little bit extra, take J.J. McCarthy, and I think we're good to go. Or trade the two to San Diego, get Justin Herbert, and have Jim Harbaugh take McCarthy. And then we're all good
that
to go.
That ain't happening. I can promise you that ain't happening.
So, but
there's
you
no
do
chance.
Believe
I'm not
that,
saying it is going to happen, but I would love it.
But you do believe where there's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on.
Yeah, I'm willing to accept that. It's just because he's a 24-year-old kid. They all want to go to Vegas. They all want to play for a player's coach. Everybody wants to play for Antonio.
Well, he also knows him personally.
I just think it's
going to
be
for him.
I think, exactly. Yeah, he's got a relationship. I just think it's going to be hard for the Raiders to get up.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it could be as simple and as innocent as, listen, in a perfect world, I'd love to play for the Raiders. If you can make something happen, great. But if Washington drafts me, of course I'm going to play for Washington.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pay me $20 million.
I mean, I'm sure all of these players have a certain team, whether it's a team they root for,
well,
grew
you know
up
what
watching.
They asked him what his favorite team was? And he said the Niners.
He's from California.
I know they're not going to take me. He said the chances are slim because they've got a quarterback.
Right.
I told you he was obsessed, and his dad was obsessed with Joe Montana in the last drive. They would watch it over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
And the John Candy. Look, there's John Candy, that whole thing.
I just think it's going to be very difficult for a team like the Raiders to move up to two.
By the way, the agent, he put out the thinking face emoji.
Mm-hmm. Vikings different
story. And he liked a couple of posts. The biggest post was that he liked was – how many companies do this, puts them around their peers, bring players from the team along and see how they interact? Who the F cares how they interact with players they will never play with? This doesn't make sense to me. He didn't write that post. He liked it.
Okay, but that's endorsing it. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
When you like
so
something,
he criticized the process,
it.
But he didn't say...
Generally.
Didn't say he didn't want to go to Washington. He probably just thought Washington should treat him special, like the Vikings brought him in the next day, right? The Vikings did a one-on-one visit.
It's an ego thing,
him.
I'm sure, with him, too.
Yes.
I mean, now, if he truly thought the Commanders were... I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
If he truly thought the Commanders really wanted him, and that was the clear-cut number two pick, why are you inviting all these guys to play golf with me? You know, you don't need that.
You know
that.
Why? Cloak and Dagger. Subterfuge by Adam Peters.
No, I understand.
Keeps people off the scent.
I understand why
but
Peters
to what
doing
end?
It.
Why do you need to do that?
You might be able to...
If you're resolute on taking him...
Because you might be able to orchestrate
I'm just saying, look,
trade.
I think the agent's kind of a donk. I just looked at who he has. He doesn't have anybody. He's never had anybody like Jaden Daniels. I think he's got Levante David. He's been doing it for a while.
I agree with you. I think the agent is a donk
He probably shouldn't have done it.
Right.
That said, I don't think he has said... We don't want to go to Washington. And I don't think Jaden Daniels said that.
Because I don't
everybody's
think
making a mountain out of a molehill for liking a couple posts because he's just a donk on Twitter.
But hold on.
Because he's probably not as well connected as other agents.
If Washington is his number one choice, I know for a fact he ain't going to say Washington is his number one choice.
Okay.
But who cares?
So
I think it could be as innocent as that.
He doesn't have a choice.
Right.
Unless he's going to say, you know what? I hate the Commanders so much that I'm just not going to play football. If they pick him, he's going to come here and he's going to take
course.
The money they give him and he's going to play.
He's going to play.
He's going to start for them.
Yeah, we all know that.
That's what's going to happen. You don't have a choice here.
I guess my question was just different because based on what we're hearing. I mean, as a fan, do you want a kid here who you think doesn't want to be here?
If he's the best player, I would say yes, because then I can win him over. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go.
To answer your question, yes, Jason, would you? He's the best player.
Yes, I would want the best player.
Because he's going to get over it.
Yes. No, right. I need to see my personal dynamic.
And Dan Quinn, apparently. Everybody
People
loves Dan Quinn. So if you can't get along with Dan Quinn as a player, then
that's
on
you.
It might be on Jaden Daniels.
Yes. By the way, again, not confirmed, but I did see from somebody else on Twitter that says Dan Quinn and Peters picked up Jaden Daniels, not the other guys.
Well, that's rumor. We can't.
I don't know.
That.
I refuse to believe that.
I'm not going down that. The further
you
we get away
have
from
have
that,
picture proof. I
the
need
further
video.
We get away from that, it's absurd that they would let all the other guys grab an Uber and then Quinn and Peters are personally going to pick up Jaden Daniels.
Especially when you're trying to be secretive about who you like.
You're not going to show that sort of preferential treatment.
It makes zero sense. If they did that, it makes zero sense.
It was from, I think it was a psychologist kind of postulating why they would do it. That they maybe, he was theorizing they did that and then sprung the Topgolf thing on him to then see the interaction and see all that stuff and had a whole breakdown of studying the psychology.
Are they that sort of devious? I don't know. Maybe.
Again, Thursday cannot arrive fast enough. The fact that we're talking about this in such detail makes that crystal clear.
You know what? It's kind of fun.
It's actually maddening.
Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
I don't think anybody's actually talking about the fact that if Daniels comes off as a prima donna and drops out of the top five, he can be costing himself like $5 or $6 million. And if that's the case, I'd be looking at my agent like, what are you doing, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the real dollars and cents here is, you know, about 6.9 to 9.9 for the second pick. And then for the fifth pick, it's 4.2 to 4.4. I want it as much as I can get up front and keep it moving. I don't care where the heck I go. So that's crazy for the emojis that the freaking agent's doing, especially when he doesn't even have a stable of veterans or NFL players to really look and say, look what I did for these guys, you know?
I think he has Levante David, who's a good player, but I looked at his list. It was mostly, you know, average guys.
Mm.
Jaden Daniels is by far his top guy.
Yeah.
Does anybody here, I'm not going to say who, okay, want to read the scouts' take they have on Jaden?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't want to say what scout?
I don't want to say who has it.
Oh.
Of course.
Huh?
Which scout?
All right, I'll tell you during a break. I'll talk to you during
a break.
I mean,
I've seen scouts' takes.
You're teasing us.
In other words, somebody here has a text message.
It's a commander scout?
No, somebody here has a text message.
Someone here as in...
Yes. And it's a scout's take.
Yeah.
I think it's we could read it anonymously, couldn't we?
Sure. You're teasing me a little
bit.
Sure. Give it to me. I'll read it anonymously. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea. Case, yeah. Do you know what he's talking about?
I think I know who he's talking about.
All right.
Whose phone it's on.
Here, everybody put their hand on the table, hand me their phones, and I'll read the scout's tape on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, well, obviously,
Drake May.
Obviously,
yeah, good luck.
I've killed it because I said I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, we'll take a break.
You know what I'm saying?
And we'll come back and do that, yes.
Like phone roulette.
I thought you were saying like commander scout. He's
NFL scout.
Yes.
We have an NFL scout say, I don't know why we haven't read it anonymously.
All right, we can do that. We'll do that next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.